News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJGR. I'm Matt Desch, and joining me on the phone today is Governor Greg Gianforte, and we're going to talk about what's been happening in Helena.
Hi, Matt. How are you today?
Good. Thanks for joining me today.
Oh, happy to. It's such a beautiful day out there.
Yeah, it is. It's beautiful up here in the Flathead Valley as well. So recently you tested positive for COVID-19. How are you doing? You got to quarantine at home, but you seem to be doing better. How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm fully recovered. I was thankful. I had a couple days of fatigue and then bounced right back and got back in the saddle. My wife tested positive as well. She never had any symptoms.
Oh, good.
So she's tougher than I am.
Yeah. Our wives seem to always be tougher than the rest of us. So recently you've been busy signing a lot of bills into law down there in Helena. You got a hand cramp yet from signing your name so many times?
No, it's going fine. I was really pleased this week. I signed this MTEC bill, which is going to create 1,000 trade scholarships, up to 1,000 per year, because we need more plumbers and carpenters and electricians. And this is a way that we can help small business really invest in their workers. So under this MTEC scholarship, the state will pay 50% of the scholarship for someone to go to trade school, because we desperately need things built and we have a skilled labor shortage in Montana.
Yeah, that's a very good idea. I really like that. We need more people out there in the trades, and not everybody should be going to a four-year university. That's not built for everyone. Some people they need to go get a trade, and they'll have a great career with a trade.
Yeah, these are good paying jobs, and we need four-year degree students, but we need carpenters and plumbers. Personally, I don't want to live in a world with no plumbers.
Yeah, no kidding. That's right. You also signed a bill recently limiting the power of local public health boards to issue mandates like a mask mandate or crowd size limitation in response to the emergencies like COVID-19. How important is that for the state of Montana?
Well, I think it's important that local public health boards work with their local elected officials. And that's what this bill does. And, you know, we haven't had a pandemic like this in any of our lifetimes.
Yeah.
And we learned that not all the checks and balances were in place. So I work with the legislature to get some common sense legislation that will make public health officials, come under the jurisdiction of local county commissioners and city officials as they work to ensure the health of the public.
That makes sense. And you also signed another bill recently, I think it was just on Monday, is House Bill 259, where you're prohibiting cities from passing zoning laws that require affordable housing to be built in future developments. And that directly affects cities up here. Whitefish had a zoning law in place for affordable housing, and this bill takes that, wipes that out.
Well, we do need more affordable housing, but there's a better way to do it. Some of these local zoning were really putting the burden on the back of construction, and it was making everybody else's housing more expensive, which was exactly the wrong direction to head. I did sign a bill which actually streamlines subdivision approvals. This is going to bring the cost of housing down. We've also prioritized broad-based property tax relief in the Republican tax package. And I added one of the few areas we added some more money in our budget was a relief program to help lower income folks where their property taxes are a significant portion of their personal income. So we do need to be working on lower housing costs, but we should not do it through wealth redistribution, which is what some of these local ordinances were doing.
Okay. And then you signed another bill, which this is always interesting. You signed a bill that would limit your own power. You signed a bill that would limit the governor's ability to spend federal money that you received during emergencies like the pandemic, like the COVID relief money. And you wanted to keep the legislature involved in spending emergency funds that we get from the federal government.
Well, we need appropriate checks and balances. Under our Constitution, only the legislature can appropriate money. The executive branch gets to spend it based on the rules we get from the legislature. And again, this is we've seen unprecedented money coming out of Washington, D.C. Honestly, it's reckless. But we need to be good stewards of the money that we receive here in Montana. That's why we're prioritizing relief to businesses and individuals that are still having difficulties. And then with all the excess largesse we're getting out of Washington, we're going to prioritize water and sewer projects that were already on our agenda. This will limit the bonding we have to do. And then we're also going to be investing in broadband to make sure we get high-speed connections into our rural community. So we're trying to be good stewards of the money that's getting shoveled out of Washington.
And then House Bill 176, that was signed recently. That ends the same-day voter registration and puts the deadline at noon the day before Election Day to help secure Montana's elections?
Well, it's important that we have secure elections. And Montana has had a long history, but we're seeing overreach from the federal government in their H.R. 1. They want to mandate federally funded elections. They want to say everybody that gets a driver's license is signed up to vote, even if they're not a citizen. And we took some common sense steps here with House Bill 176 and Senate Bill 169 to make sure the people that are voting are Montana residents and that they have the legitimate right to vote. We don't want to limit voting, but it certainly makes sense for people to sign up and get registered.
And shortly after you signed that bill, the Montana Democratic Party filed a lawsuit against it.
Well, these laws really established best practices similar to what a lot of other states have done. And we need to ensure the integrity of our elections. There are those that don't want any rules on who walks into the ballot box. That's just not good policy.
Yeah. And last week, you signed an executive order that gained some national attention. It banned the development or the use of vaccine passports in Montana.
Well, I strongly encourage Montanans to get vaccinated. I got my first shot. I'll get my second shot this week. They're safe and effective. They're part of what we need to do to get through this pandemic, get back to normal. But with that being said, we shouldn't be mandating anybody get vaccinated. It should be voluntary. There are people that have legitimate concerns of conscience about these vaccines. And these vaccine passports, essentially what the executive order says is that no state agency can limit access to services based on their vaccine status. And businesses cannot deny service to someone based on their vaccine status. And I'm committed as we walk through this together in public health, but also we need to protect individual liberty and personal privacy as it relates to their health information.
Okay, that makes sense. And then you had a proclamation that you signed earlier this week for National Park Week. And we know you live down there by Bozeman and you're close to Yellowstone Park, but you also enjoy coming up to Glacier Park.
And it's what a tremendous jewel it is, Glacier Park.
Yeah.
I mean, over 3 million people travel there, and we should celebrate this. It's part of our quality of life. And I'd love getting up on the Going to the Sun Road, mm-hmm. hiking up to Avalanche Lake. And it's a wonderful thing. And we should celebrate it. These national treasures that we get to be the stewards of here in Montana.
And they're a big boost to Montana's economy as well.
No question. And, millions of people go to Glacier every park, Yellowstone, the same thing. And it was interesting talking to some of the folks over in Columbia Falls. They shared with me that the average visitor to Glacier National Park is there on their third visit.
Oh, wow.
So people just don't come once. They come and they come back and they start to think of Montana as a second home.
Yeah.
And that's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
I think that the Montana brand is respected globally. It's respected. We're respected for our beef, our grain, our mountains, and our quality of life, and also the freedoms we enjoy as Montanans.
Yeah, that is a very good point. And as governor, you have a pretty stressful job, but you seem to be able to find some time to let off some stress. And I recently saw a picture. You built a picnic table?
Well, Saturday was my birthday. It was a big birthday.
Oh, happy
birthday.
My wife
said, she's so good to me. She goes, Greg, you do whatever you want. And just a little personal story. I have when my daughter was young, I took her to work and it was kind of father-daughter day. She may have been 6 or 8.
Uh-huh.
And she came home and at lunch and my wife said, what'd you think of daddy's work? And Rachel said, he doesn't work. He just talks on the phone. So after spending the week in the office here in Helena on my birthday. I wanted to do something with my hands. So I got my circular saw out, router, went to the lumber yard, got a pile of redwood, and I built a picnic table.
That's awesome. Yeah, the picture looks really nice. It looks like a professional picnic table. You did a great job on that.
Well, I wasn't going to screw around.
That's right. That's a great story. Well, Governor Greg Gianforte, thank you for joining me today. And is there any message you want to leave the people of Montana with?
Well, we're all excited about this wonderful weather we have outside. I hope folks get out this weekend and enjoy it. And this pandemic's been a dark period, but I am optimistic about our future. We're going to get through this together. We're going to get back to normal. And with the work we're doing here in Helena, reducing regulations, lowering taxes, investing in the trades, helping our teachers get better pay, I know our best days are ahead of us.
All right. Well, thank you, Greg. We appreciate you joining us on the phone.
My pleasure, Matt. Thanks.